Starting recording.
They're making the show on the road. It's time to get the show on the road.
It's time for show. Hello.
We're live.
You.
Yeah, here.
Whose cat is that?
That's my cat.
Which one?
That's Ronan. He's it's dinner time, so everybody's getting their dinner and they're
Brita,
very
for
excited.
Someone who has like 15 cats, how come Ronan's like the only ones?
She has 14, not 15.
But Ronan's like the lead singer.
He kind of is, yeah. He talks a lot. He is.
He wears leather pants. He goes to all the press conferences. He might have a problem with heroin.
Nope. It's 2 minutes past. We're being prompted by Radis.
Are we saying hello to... I want to say hello to the internet.
Yes.
You're live. You've been live.
But...
Oh.
Uh-oh.
But internet, why haven't you said hello back?
Well, somebody's trying to call.
Already?
Actually, somebody was trying to call before we even started.
Oh, my gosh.
You're that popular.
I got to find out who this is. Hello, area code 508. Could you not wait?
That's Arctic Elf.
Is it Arctic Elf?
It is.
Oh.
So eager every week.
He is. We haven't even started the show when he's calling in.
I don't even remember what the topics are.
We have topics?
Well, I do remember.
We have topics? That's crazy talk.
The first topic is, why is Jay buying a 300 blackout and not just a short barrel 308?
I'm not buying a 300 blackout. I'm building a 300 blackout. There's a difference.
Well, there is.
Because I want to. That's why.
Why? Yeah.
Because America.
I want one too, but I'm just not sure why.
Oh, I know why.
Because it's the new hotness. It's tactical. It's operatingist of operators.
Because it fills the sweet spot of short range, high capacity. It doesn't come with the expense overhead of 308. It uses the same exact hardware in all respects, except for like the barrel and, you know, the shell
barrel
casing as the 223.
If you were just going to buy a barrel upper and then reuse your bolt carrier and your lower and everything else, I agree. But if you're going to buy a whole gun around a 300 blackout, why not just buy a 308?
Because you can't use AR magazines. You can't use standard AR lowers. You can't use standard AR uppers.
And you can't go to Walmart and buy subsonic ammo.
Yeah.
Well, can you buy it? Is 300 blackout on the shelves now?
Yes, it is.
There's a reason.
It is for me.
Oh, shut up, Jay.
Yeah, but Jay, you could buy subsonic 308 if you wanted to.
Buy?
That would be silly.
Yeah, Jay's got a loading press, and right. I believe he knows how to use it. And if he doesn't, he could probably walk up the hall at work and find someone who does.
So, Arctic Elk, since you called in, you have to answer the calling question.
He has had a week to think about it.
Yep.
Yes, I have. And the answer is the Neuromancer universe.
Hmm. And why?
William Gibson.
And why?
Why? Because we are already either have or are on our way to having all of the worst parts of Neuromancer and most of the other classic dystopic sci-fi futures, so we might as well have the good part too, like sentient AI gods running around on the internet.
Yeah, you know that's not going to happen.
Well, I know.
We're going to get all the shitty parts of the dystopias and none of the good parts.
Well, I mean, we already have a lot of them, and we're going to have the rest. So, hello, NSA.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good reason.
Thanks. So, now you can play the music.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye.
In before... for IBM.
I don't even have the page up for the music. Oh, looky there. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2015. Episode number, what is it? 146. Ooh.
What?
We are four episodes away from our sesquicentennial episode.
Do I get presents?
You might.
We could make new ringtones for you, Rita. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh,
wait.
Okay.
Did you just say that we're going to have 300 Sasquatches?
No.
300 blackout, four Sasquatches.
I did not.
I think you said Sasquatch centenarian.
Sasquatch centennial. That's when you hand Bigfoot a Smith & Wesson revolver.
Ooh.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah. I got
That's
one of those.
That's a mental image.
You should have got one of those instead of the stupid revolver with the hammer. What's the point of having a hammer on a revolver? You're not supposed to use them.
It's a good place to put the strap on your ankle holster. It's really the only thing I found for it.
No, that was a pretty good idea since you were going to carry it in an ankle holster.
So,
which I'm not going to do because they look silly when you're wearing shorts.
Yes. It'd be the dumbest form of open carry possible.
With your black socks and sandals?
No, he has Crocs. Weird wears Crocs.
Oh, I do wear Crocs.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's even
worse.
No. Do you wear them with socks? Wait.
Socks with Crocs.
So, okay. Crocs. So here's the story behind my Crocs. And so Jay has seen my Crocs because, again, so I've got an unfinished basement. My Crocs are simply the pair of shoes that I have around the house for when I need to step in someplace that would ruin my socks or filthy my bare feet. So if I go down into the basement or if I step out into the yard to, like, throw some garbage into the garbage bin or something like that, I throw on a pair of Crocs.
What color?
They're blue.
Blue. Navy blue? Bright blue?
Bright blue.
Turquoise? Navy.
Like sky blue?
Pretty close, yeah.
Navy blue. Okay.
Like the color of a Prius owned by a gay man.
That is exactly the color of them. Fuck you, Jay.
I have Crocs.
Yes, but you're a girl, so it's okay.
But I'm a girl.
Wait a second.
Yes?
But what's the... I don't get it. Why do girls...
Do you have to leave body parts behind, weird? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but why do I get mocked for them? They're a unisex piece of footwear. My daughter had Crocs for a little while till her feet got too big.
Yes, your daughter. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but she doesn't really have gender yet.
Yeah, she does.
You're so cute. Okay.
By the way, people have
sex.
She
does not have sexual dimorphism. She's just a chubby little baby.
Yeah, babies do not really. They're kind of.
And she yells at bears.
Babies are kind of blobular. You know.
No, did you see the picture on my blog of her with her face pressed up at the glass of the bear enclosure at the zoo?
No.
I think she is the cutest thing.
She is yelling, bear, bear.
Rah! Awesome.
Wow.
And then she'd look at me.
Did she wrestle them?
She would have. She had absolutely no damn fear of those things whatsoever. Like, when the bear would come up close to the glass, she would just start blowing kisses.
Oh, look at her. Yeah, there she is.
Rawr!
Thank God for glass.
All right.
Yep.
So this is...
Oh, speaking of, a mother dangled her 2-year-old child over the cheetah pen in the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo.
And dropped him.
Dropped the baby.
And the cheetah just looked at it and went, that's not a steak.
Well, I gotta tell you that the woman is lucky it was the cheetahs and not the Siberian tigers.
Oh, yes.
Because cheetahs are, you know, pretty mellow as far as big cats go. Siberian tigers, not so much.
Yeah, plus cheetahs really aren't people eaters.
Who thinks that's a good idea? Come on. I'm going to dangle my kid so he has a better view of the giant
carnivores. How old was the baby?
2.
I bet drugs were involved.
2 years old.
I'm just saying.
Crazy.
Drugs and or marijuana.
Do not dangle your babies over large carnivores. Don't, just not
pretty good. Much don't dangle them over anything.
Speaking of large carnivores, that same day that we went to the zoo, we went like we got there like actually, I had everything, including like the you know the little baby TARDIS and all that stuff of just the diapers and snacks and water and all of that. And I stepped out and I immediately pulled out my phone and looked up the zoo, hours for the zoo, and it was a half hour until it opened, and it's 10 minutes away.
Oh crap!
And went, oh, we get to play on the swing set! Yay!
I have a question for you, since you're the one who is like,
I'm a stay at home mom.
Well, yeah, but you have the smallest child.
Yes.
You know, Alan and Jay have children, but they're older. Yep. How much stuff in the baby bag do you actually use?
So the short answer is hopefully none of it.
Okay.
But and that's the whole point. Like,
generally, how much do you use?
So this day I use the Kleenex, the water bottle, and some snacks.
Okay.
And I used one of the baby wipes because I wanted to clean her hands before she got the snacks because she'd been yelling at bears and screaming at goats. So
did the goat scream back?
No, the goats beg for food.
I love the goat scream.
But the
that was frighteningly accurate. Now,
but Brita, let me just put it this way: yes. There was one day where I drove to the grocery store with my daughter. And I picked her – I went and got a grocery cart, and I picked her up to go put her in the grocery cart. And as she went past me, I do not have the affliction of Arctic elf, and I immediately smelled poop and realized that she had pooped her pants on the way to the grocery store. And so I pushed the cart back to the paddock and drove home, changed her pants, and then drove back to the grocery store, rinse and repeat. So the idea of lugging that bag around, like if I could have just like flopped her out in the back seat or in the back of the car – and changed her pants real quick, it would have saved me a hell of a lot of time. So the baby TARDIS is, you're sometimes overprepared, but it's sometimes better to, it's like carrying a gun. It's sometimes better to carry along something heavy that you absolutely positively don't need, because let me tell you, it fucking sucks when you need it.
Yep.
Okay. Good point.
And I was also carrying a gun.
Also, I like cats.
And I didn't use the gun at all.
I like cats.
Oh, so Brita, for cats.
Yes.
We arrived. That whole story was to point out the fact that, like, oh, geez, we've got to wait a few minutes before it's time to go to the zoo. We got to the zoo just as they were opening the doors, and we walked past the jaguar enclosure, and that jaguar was coming out of its cage, and I got to tell you. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up. Like, it didn't do anything in particular, but just the way it was looking at it was going, I know there's some heavy plexiglass in between the two of us. Let's just let that be clear between the two of us. I know that I'm a jaguar and you're a fucking person.
Yeah.
And
you are a meat popsicle.
Yeah. And I actually did put the baby right up against the glass, because I don't know if you guys saw that video. It went viral a while ago. I think it was the San Diego Zoo, of the baby playing up against the glass of the tiger enclosure and the tiger giving it a good old college try.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I totally wanted to see that.
Big cats don't mess around.
No, they don't. I was amazed at just the fact that I was well aware that there was a sheet of glass and I was perfectly safe, but still it was one of those, oh, no, 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 I know who's the alpha here.
Oh, yeah.
Does Ronan do that to you? Does Ronan go, I understand Ronan, that you outweigh me by quite a bit, but if I was bigger, I'd eat you.
No.
They
not
all
do Ronan.
That.
Not Ronan.
Yes, he would.
He's very sweet. Yeah, this is a little of an aside, but once upon a time, I won a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo. And one of the exhibits that we toured behind the scenes was the bear exhibit. And in Cleveland,
there's a bunch of gay dudes.
Yeah, a bunch of gay dudes and carnivores. And Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, we have a nice bear exhibit. But when the bears are off exhibit, they're kind of, I can't even explain it. It's like this kind of stone cavern with cages. And so it's like you walk down this very narrow path. And on the sides of the path are basically like cells where the bears will go sleep when they're off exhibit. And I mean, it's like you're standing on this path and the cell is like right next to you. And so, you know, we're on this tour and it's very fun and nice. And, I'm standing in this little path. I can't believe I'm telling this story, but I'm standing on this little path and, you know, the zookeeper is telling us about the bears and blah, blah, blah. And I turn to my right and there is a bear and it's behind the bars, but literally there is a bear like 6 inches from my feet. And I didn't realize because it's kind of dark and dim down there because the bears are sleeping and they, you know, that's where they hang out and they relax. And I turn and there's this bear behind the bars, but it is, my feet are like literally like six inches from its face. And I freaked out. I had like the primal monkey freak out response, you know, where like your monkey brain goes, oh my God, predator. And you
kind of freak out.
And I started like pushing the people in front of me. And I was like pushing my way away from this bear.
Throwing them into the pit.
And I was like, oh my
God, this one.
Get me away from the bear. And it turns out this bear was on retirement because she was so old that she wasn't interested in anything but sleeping.
She was the most friendly of bears.
Yes, all she wanted was to nap and to eat and to just lay in her little cave, and she was happy. And, of course, like, I could have probably gone in there with her and she wouldn't have done anything. But, like, my first response was, holy shit, giant predator, get me out of here. It was very, you know, I was embarrassed afterwards, but there you go.
Bear story. There's a bar.
Bear story. There's a bar.
Winning was only three.
Over the R.
Oh, my good bear video doesn't appear to be up anymore. This is a website that did all these interesting, like, animal juxtaposition things, and they had one that was bears, and it was entirely it was a family with the getting their campsite raided, except it was by big hairy gay men.
So nice. On a audio podcast, you're telling us about a video that no longer exists.
I am.
Wow.
So therefore, that's the reason why you're not seeing it as you're sitting here with headphones on.
All right. Okay. So anyway.
It's also a video podcast. I'm watching Jay right now.
You are? Hey. I don't have that feed.
Yeah, Jay's not letting us see him.
Yeah, nope. He's polishing the old bald head.
Is he putting
lotion on its skin?
It's putting the lotion in the basket, actually. He's done putting it on its skin.
Okay.
I don't want to get the hose.
He doesn't want to get the hose again.
All right, so this was an auspicious week. Did everybody get their taxes in on time?
I did.
Yeah, that was old news because we don't do.
I got mine in March. I'm like an adult.
Yeah.
I don't pay until last minute, until last possible minute. I put Batman stamps on my taxes.
Really? Batman stamps, huh?
Yes.
You're probably on a list now.
Good.
They got your return. They said, oh, here's another one.
What? Now, another list?
Now, is it like the animated series Batman, or is it the comic book Batman, or is it the Dark Knight stuff, or is it Michael Keaton?
Please tell me.
It's a cartoon Batman's put out by the U.S. Postal Service. I don't know.
Okay. Do they say Bam Pow Sock Kablooey?
No. They're like more like later, more modern. I don't know.
Oh, IRC. You never change, do you?
I don't know what's going on in the chat. Right. I like the new chat, though. The new old chat.
We have more than 10.
I know. Look at
that. Batman stamps.
16. 16 people in chat.
We're six over.
I know.
You know what? Just for fun, I'm going to give Amanda ops. Yay!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Amanda, you can kick people now.
Except for me. Ha, 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 ha.
Yep.
Alan's like the super op.
So, Jay.
Yes?
Was at the NRA convention.
I was.
I was not. Brita was not. Weird was not.
I was the only squirrel.
Yes. And you weren't there in a squirrel capacity.
I was not there in a squirrel capacity.
So you have nothing to report.
Nope. Sorry.
But we do have a caller.
Oh, good.
This is area code 513. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron.
Wow. What
How
good
are
timing.
You guys?
I met you.
Aaron.
I met you.
Aaron.
That's so awesome.
Was at the NRA convention.
It was my very first one.
It's not the convention. I keep saying convention, but it's the NRA annual meeting.
Annual meeting.
Yeah.
It's not a convention.
It could have been a convention.
Well, they all have the same carpet, I've noticed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Was it red this time? Was it the red carpet?
Off, Aaron.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, okay. I know, it was, I think the carpet was blue.
Oh, blue. Or gray. Okay. It's usually blue or red conventions.
Okay.
So, Aaron, you know, I was following you on Facebook, of course, and I was absolutely, absolutely charmed at your reaction because you were a first time going to the NRA annual meeting. And you were so excited about everything. What is your takeaway? Like, how do you feel now about it? Like, you know, you've had a little bit of time to look back on your experience, and how do you feel about it now?
I think I would definitely plan it a little better.
Okay.
I would at least go in with a mindset of what I specifically wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had no idea that there were speeches and classes. Like, I kind of did because I knew Kelly was doing his EMT class
mm-hmm.
from people that I had seen on Facebook. But I really had no idea how to get involved with any of that. So I think I would do a little bit more research as far as, like, what offerings were, like, what talks and classes were being offered and what vendors were going to be there for sure. Because we walked in, we drove down Thursday. So we were able to be there Friday morning and we walked in and I was completely blown away. Like mm-hmm. I had no idea what to expect. I was like, wow, so many things. It was like a huge gun show
with no guns you can buy.
Well, no, but like they had everything on display, and there were, you know, knife vendors there with all their wares on display, and it was all like new stuff that they were coming out with that, you know, you'd want to see in the future and get a feel for what's coming out. It was a lot. It was a lot to take in. And I learned from hanging out with people who had been around the block a few times that taking multiple breaks is key.
Yes.
So it's like going to an amusement park. You have to go in, know what you want to do right away, hit that up, take your breaks, and then go back through and hit stuff that you didn't get to see before.
Right.
I think between meeting everybody and taking breaks and seeing everything we wanted to see, we would go around and multiple times and we'd still find new things that we hadn't seen before. So yeah, definitely time management is key.
I also, I've been to multiple NRA annual meetings, but I've never been to any of the classes or any of the lectures or any of the speeches. And I have also always kind of felt bad about that because, you know, I had a media pass every time I went, and media always you know, gets an opportunity to go to those things. And I just never was able to figure out how to go or where to go. Or, you know, like, did I have to sign up, or where do you go for that? Or where's the schedule? I never really figured that out.
Yeah,
so.
It's not really one of those things that's well known. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we were there and everybody we knew had a media pass because, you know, they're all bloggers. And so
right.
I'm like, I feel like I'm left out of some sort of special club. Like they got to go back to the media room and relax and have water and coffee. And I'm like,
you didn't miss
cookies.
Anything. And
no, you did not miss anything, honey.
And inappropriate things.
Well, Jay can't speak on this, but you may have missed what's his face, Robert Farrago, dropping his pants in the media room. You know, I heard this, overheard this around the internet. Truth about guns, classy dude. Jay can't comment, so we'll just move on. But
yeah,
I think it
tends to be a lot of drama that you don't really need.
I don't
on an
even,
enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I would go into the media room and I would get the free cookie and the free pop, and I'd say hi to everybody and use the free Wi-Fi, and that was about it. So
yeah.
It was kind of interesting to see, though, the media room, because, you know, I always thought that potentially there was like some sort of big media person there, but I never saw anybody.
I always kind of pictured it as kind of like some of the sex scenes from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I was completely starstruck too, just seeing everybody from internets and even like people, you know, we saw Jerry Michalek and Colleen Noir and Hickok 45, but also seeing Day and Daddy Bear and Man St. Jack and Matt Allen and D.W. Drang and lots of other people that I don't remember the names of offhand, but I was completely like, hey, they're on the internet, they're famous. Like, I couldn't, you know, I was like, they're talking to me, they want to hang out with me. Like,
famous on the internet.
Jay's famous on the internet.
It's cool.
I hang out with Eric.
Jay's mustache is famous on the internet. If he shaved it off, nobody would know who he was.
That's right. He'd just be another bald guy.
Yeah.
Or if you shaved it off and taped it on the top of your head, then that's just scary.
The world's worst toupee.
It'd be so small.
That's what she said.
Wait,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, moving on. I cannot
risk being killed by Tommy, so please elaborate.
Oh, man. So, will you
Mr.
be going
Stable
back?
Would never hurt us.
Are you going to go to, when's the next one? Louisville is the next one?
In Louisville, next year. Yep.
Home of sweet
be going
brown
there.
Bourbon.
Didn't they already have one in Louisville, like, in 2008?
2007, maybe?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I remember because it was like the first big, it was the first time they let bloggers in.
Yeah.
As media people.
I think it was 2007, actually.
I think it was 2008. But anyway.
When was Phoenix?
2009.
Okay, then Louisville was 2008.
Well, screw it. The next time I go, I'm not going as a blogger. I'm going as a goddamn podcaster.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm not going to be one of those piker bloggers.
Screw the typing.
That's right.
All we do is talk.
Take your microphone and record people.
Illegal wiretapping.
You can look like a 1970 FM radio show producer.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't either.
Run around with your tape recorder and your microphone, trying to get man on the street interviews to fill time on your shitty little radio station.
Again, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I heard via rumor that one of the vendors at the NRA annual meeting actually had kind of a meltdown about the bloggers being allowed in the media with a media pass.
I did not hear this.
Oh, really?
I heard this.
Do go on, Aaron.
I haven't heard this either.
I don't know all the details. That's really all I know is that somebody mentioned that they overheard a vendor. Honestly. Yeah, Taurus.
It was Taurus.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
And
essentially, Taurus is pissed off that bloggers say that their stuff is shit, and well, really, then, they would like bloggers to go away rather than make good guns.
Oh, okay.
Or at least keep the shitty guns that fall off the assembly line from going out into mass consumption.
Hmm.
Says I. Who does not work for the NRA?
Yeah. Hey, that's...
English.
Yeah. Poor Jay. He can't say anything in this episode.
No, he can't. It's very limited.
Sorry, Jay.
That's
I
awesome.
Do. It was fun meeting you, though.
It was awesome. And when I met Erin, she was like Emmett from the Lego movie because everything was awesome.
Oh.
I expected the song. I really did. Everything is awesome because that's just... It was really cool. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you guys.
Which, yeah, it was a shame that you were so busy.
That's the awesome thing about.
But by the way, so Jay, since you went as an employee of the NRA, do you get like some cool like secondary like secret office that you can go to? Is there like an NRA sex dungeon that you can go to for like even better cookies?
Yeah. We do have a room where all of our like computer equipment and the
what sort of cookies do you have in there?
We didn't have any cookies. We had water. That's all we had.
Ha.
I'm not kidding. I had to buy my own coffee. It was hard.
Not even Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Not even Chick-fil-A Jesus sandwiches.
Damn.
No Chick-fil-A makes good sandwiches.
There's a Chick-fil-A 2 miles from my house, though.
I will say one thing about the NRA is they always put on a pretty good press room.
When the Wi-Fi works.
Yeah. They've gotten better about that.
Yeah, they have.
Though they do let trout dropping riffraff in.
Yeah, that's a problem. I've said a couple of times now. I expect the NRA to tighten up their press pass standards a little bit. I would be very surprised if that didn't happen.
Nine Sprecken.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
Are you going next year, Aaron?
Yes.
Louisville's even only closer because, for you.
Yeah, it's only going to be like 2 hours away from us.
Sweet. We're going to party at your house. I hope
you Okay.
Woo!
Well, Mike is thinking of going to Louisville.
I'd really like to give it a try. I've been away too long.
And I say to Mike, go ahead.
I have heard that you need to book your rooms now because it was incredibly hard to find rooms the closer it got. Like, we were staying in Bowling Green with Tommy's parents. But people were staying in, like, Franklin, which is just an hour from, well, like, 20 minutes from Bowling Green, which is an hour from Nashville.
Wow.
But, like, people could not get rooms anywhere near Nashville. I think the farthest I heard someone was staying away was, like, in Clarksville.
Huh.
And well, they took the last train there.
That's the problem. The problem the NRA has is their annual meeting keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
And
that's a terrible problem.
I don't think a lot of the venues they're going to are quite up to the challenge of
like that time we crippled Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Pittsburgh was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah. So, you know, places like Houston and Las Vegas and, you know, things like that, that are, you know, used to having hordes of people descend on them for stuff.
Well, you know what? Cleveland is this 2016 coming up is having the DNC. No, the RNC. I'm sorry, we're the Republican National.
Really?
Yes, we are having the RNC in Cleveland. And
that'll be
fun. So that people are implying that, that Ohio actually is a swing state?
Right. And they're in the process of building this big convention center. So I would love to have the NRA here.
That'd be cool.
It would never, ever happen.
It could happen.
But it'd be nice.
Because that's driving distance.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
And no, you can't stay on my sofa.
Oh, yeah, what about me? I got dibs on the futon.
Weird can stay in the basement.
Oh, with Schwartz.
With Schwartz.
Wait, what's in the basement?
Schwartz.
My Schwartz is in the basement.
Your pet Schwartz.
Well, I wanted to be the peanut. I wanted to be the peanut butter and a Brita and Mike sandwich.
That always reminds
weird,
me of
weird. You're going to be out in the backyard like always.
That reminds me of Spaceballs. I can't help it.
Oh, Schwartz is strange. So wait, if you weren't referencing sports of Spaceballs, what the fuck were you referencing?
Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, hey, thanks for calling in, Aaron. That was great.
Yes, thank you.
Not a problem. It was fun talking to you guys.
Bye. She was so excited. I liked watching her pictures and stuff because it reminded me when I was, you know, a time before I was jaded and hated everyone.
So before birth.
Yeah, pretty much. We have another caller.
Hey. Oh, good.
This is area code 915. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Greetings, caller.
I wish the NRA show would come a little closer to the District Southwest once again. I think the next one is, what, somewhere in Kentucky? Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I think Houston is again after that.
Really?
So yeah, soon? I think
it's Louisville next year, Atlanta the year after that.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay.
And then Dallas.
Oh.
Dallas.
Aloha from Dallas.
Dallas.
Atlanta sounds interesting. I'd love to go to Atlanta.
No, you don't.
Come. Yes.
Only other thing.
Have you ever been to Atlanta?
Only other thing that.
Atlanta already can't handle the people that are there.
Yes.
Yeah, why would anybody want to go to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Only other thing that was on my mind was, Alan, you sound remarkably chipper and cheerful, considering I know you had to be absolutely devastated by the bad news a day or two ago.
What bad news?
Well, I know you had your pre-order ready for the iWatch, and
he only stood in line for 84 hours.
Nope.
Got there and discovered the door was locked and we're out, don't know when we'll be back sign on the tape to it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm beginning to think that thing's never going to get off the ground.
I think we may be looking at the first post Jobs flop of Apple.
Wow.
I mean, they sold out, but nobody knows how many that was, you know.
Three.
You think
Alan's, this is going to be an extra one for Alan, so, and then some other dude.
So Alan, how does the iWatch compare to the Lisa?
Huh?
The Apple Lisa?
No, the Newton.
The Newton?
Actually, I
was thinking of that fishbowl looking, with the iMac or whatever it was, all in one unit.
That was actually pretty successful.
That kind of a flop.
Yeah, that was successful. Boy, they were pieces of shit.
Well, they were good.
Well, it was successful for people that wanted, you know, art decor in their living room, but not if anybody wanted an actual computer.
All right.
They were pieces of shit, Alan.
No, they weren't.
They were actually pretty good for what they were, which was pieces of shit.
For what they were,
they were actually the most colorful, most luminescent pieces of shit.
For what they were pretty good. They just weren't very much. One more programming note. I don't know if it's my phone or your client, but you guys, the audio over the phone is crap again.
Yes.
So
it's all Alan's fault. He's using his iSwatch as a phone server.
I assume, Bluetooth from the
the iWatch prototype into iPhone 8 and then routed back in. What do you have? You still have that HackBook Dell or whatever?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, well, look at the time. I've got to be going.
Have a good unknown caller.
Awesome.
I think we had a troll.
No, I like the call.
It couldn't be a troll. I enjoyed them too much.
Anyway. 214-530-0036.
Call in 19 minutes.
He didn't even answer the question of what science fiction world he
was. Aaron didn't answer the question either.
Yeah, well, she called in for a different reason.
Fine.
She called in.
I don't have a good answer.
The other thing I thought was funny was the moms demand action.
Oh God. By the way, I dove in again to just before the show started, just to see what they were getting for headlines. They're getting the only headlines that they have that aren't pre-show of just saying mom demand action is going to bring in 400 protesters for the NRA show. You know, is pro-gun people going, they got 120 people.
But what was funny was the way they stacked them up to make the picture look.
Oh, yeah.
Like there was a whole bunch of people there. And got totally busted on it by pictures from other angles that showed how few they really were.
Yeah.
But you didn't read about that in the media.
And the interesting thing about that picture is how blatant it was, because it's not like there was like an upper, like, because the way it looks from the people showing that, you know, oh yeah, no, right here there's a sudden cutoff and these people are like 25 feet behind them. You know, it's not like there was like an upper or lower mezzanine or all that where they could pack some people down on the lower level and some people on the upper level and just there was kind of some no man's land in between. Oh, no, it was blatantly like, no, back up,
yeah.
A little further. No, this is not going to look convincing at all unless you guys move further back.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see a clear line.
Yeah, so it was just straight up. We know we totally fucked this up, but when life gives you lemons.
And it's funny because it's, you know, the
pretend you got a whole bunch of lemons.
You know, the media always falls for this crap because they got to do that, you know, contrasting opinion bullshit. But you've got a convention, as far as they're concerned, of almost 80,000 people showing up in one place.
paying
to be there. Yeah. Not getting paid, not getting bussed in, not having a billionaire buy them lunch, you know, none of that stuff. And the most these people could scrape together is, charitably less than 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like in a just world, these people would be completely irrelevant and nobody would pay any attention to them. And they'd be treated like the lunatics they are. Instead, they get, front page press report. Oh, yeah. Moms demand action. Protest the NRA convention.
Well, except for they didn't. That's the key thing is they got a whole lot of front loading stuff, which actually I got to say, while, still shows media bias and is still, still the media trying to push back against the NRA, by them front loading them, it is saying like it was drawing attention that if there were any fence sitting, lackluster, anti-gun people in the Nashville area, they could have said, yeah, I guess I'll show up. And they sure didn't. And then on top of that, though, is when the protest turned out to be a total flop, the media hasn't run with that bullshit photo. That photo is only being used internally. Mm-hmm. Is essentially the media has just kind of said, yeah, no, we're not going to play with you guys. Because the only stories they've got is like bearing arms and what was the other one? I'd have to look it up. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What?
Weird went away.
Boop. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. Anyway. Hey, Brita, you got quoted.
I know, that's really weird.
What is that?
It was bearing arms at Breitbart. What'd you get quoted for, Brita?
GunGoddess.com made some sort of graphic. I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out. The internet is really weird.
Yes, it is.
Did they say famous on the internet?
So do they quote that you have awesome sweater puppies?
No, I don't. Well.
Yes, you do.
No comment.
They are. Okay. No, they did not quote about that. But they actually quoted me a quote from my blog from a long, long time ago. And they made like a graphic out of it. And it's now kind of like a thing that's being passed around the internet. And
you're a meme.
Oh, God, I'm a meme.
Wait till 4chan gets a hold of that.
With nice They're sweater weird. Puppies.
Thank you. I like them.
All right, somebody link this shit in chat because I want to see this.
It's carry your gun. It's a lighter burden than regret.
I've never heard of this place. I've never heard of this site.
It's a good quote. Never
heard of it. I made that quote.
Oh, I no. The URL gungoddess.com. I've never heard of this site.
They sell stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like girl guns stuff.
So this is advertising.
I don't know.
Your quote's being used for crass commercialization. You should
sue. Whatever. I don't care.
Oh. Where were we?
You should at least get a free t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Moms
demand action. Most unintentional. Well, I kind of want to give them credit and say it's unintentional, but, you know.
You're having a time with the word thing, Alan.
It sounds like a porno.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't.
You know?
Speak.
Are you allowed to comment on this, Jay?
No, I'm not. I'm shutting myself off.
It does. It sounds like it ought to be a porno. You know, Dirk Hard On and, you know, whoever star in Moms Demand Action. You know? These suburban housewives. See what goes on behind the doors.
Bored suburban housewives.
Yeah, see, there you go.
My palms are starting to sweat.
That should totally be a... If somebody's not making a porno with that title, I would be shocked. Because it's just perfect.
But who would we hire as the Shannon Watts lookalike?
Pay her enough money, she'd probably do it.
That actually is true.
Well, that's pretty much what she's doing now.
That's pretty much how she works. She is a political common nightwalker.
Yep. So anyway, we had we have time. So Whataburger, and this is the link. I'll put it in chat because it's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
There was a Whataburger in I think it was in Beaumont, and for those of you that don't know what Whataburger is, it is the best hamburger fast food place in the world.
Damn good.
You can take your In-N-Out and your Steak and Shake and your whatever else and just toss them, you know, in the trash because they don't hold a candle to Whataburger. But anyway, this dude tries to go into a Whataburger in his underwear and is refused service. Well, except that he's some sort of cross dresser and is wearing women's underwear, wants everybody to refer to him in third person plural pronouns, and says that Whataburger refused him because he was wearing women's clothing.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
They refused him because he's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole, this is obviously a setup, right? You know, I mean, he went there with the express intent of generating a controversy. Because he looks like he stepped off the set of the local Rocky Playhouse Horror. Version of Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean,
Moms Demand Action.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole, you know, oh, I was wearing women's. No, dude, you're wearing underwear. And, you know, damn.
So, to be fair, they look very nice in that underwear.
day.
God, yeah, just who fucking wants to? Who wants to refer to themselves as a plural pronoun? That's
see,
just
that's
fucked up.
See,
here's the thing with they and their. That's a plural.
Yes,
it's plural.
Yes,
you're one person. Pick one.
Let's just call it it.
He's crazy. The wearing the women's underwear may not be crazy. You can have your own opinion on that, but wanting everyone to refer to you in a third person plural pronoun, that's nuts. That's crazy.
At first I was thinking it was second person plural. No, that was second person plural. So it would be y'all.
Yeah.
They want to be referred to themselves as y'all.
Yes.
In which case, that's a southern thing.
Well, it is Texas, so.
Yeah.
No, it's third person plural, which is, it's like, what? You're not even making sense.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Oh, man, so fucked up, but yeah.
Yep.
But so Whataburger's good?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think they have them around here.
No, they don't.
For me and for all that are listening around who aren't aware of a Whataburger, if I was to suddenly find myself in like a different part of the country, say, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm at the NRA convention and I wander into a Whataburger, what do I order?
Anything.
Or, well, give me a couple of like greatest hits.
If it's breakfast time, get the chicken, the honey butter chicken biscuit.
All right.
That's good.
But I like spicy breakfast.
I think they have spicy stuff.
Okay. You don't like spicy stuff, Alan?
I do.
I thought you were in Texas.
Don't pass up the honey butter chicken biscuit.
All right.
No, it's really good.
Whataburger or Five Guys?
No, Whataburger.
Really? Better than Five Guys?
Oh,
I love these Five Guys.
Not even close.
Five Guys is fucking delicious.
Not even close.
I don't know. I will look it up. Hold on while I put my thing on mute.
So yeah, I don't think.
Freak out because I just don't want to sound like Jay going.
I don't think Whataburger strays that far north.
I thought it was a California. No, that's In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger is the California one.
That's right. I knew there was one that was very specific to California. I know there's a Sonic right up the street from Weird.
Sonic is good.
And by right up the street, I mean several towns over, which in Massachusetts is right up the street.
Now we're having
so
fast food burger.
According to Whataburger's website, when I entered my zip code, it gave me 3 Whataburgers in Florida.
The closest ones to you. That sounds about right.
Man.
Well, it started in Texas, and it's kind of spreading out from there, so.
So there's not going to point me checking either.
No. You'll probably get the same Florida.
Yeah, we can meet there.
Awesome. Avocado bacon burger and it's square? I don't know.
Are you objecting to the squareness or the avocado?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So what makes them so awesome?
Well, several things. One is
crack.
They don't make your burger until you get there and order it. So nothing's made ahead of time to sit there and rot underneath the heat lamp.
Five Guys does that. Continue.
The burgers are huge.
How huge?
Well, they're, you know.
Size of a hubcap?
Yeah, exactly.
They are big.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're very big. I don't know. They're just good. I can't, you know. You'll just have to try it.
When you go to Florida.
Oh, and get this. They've got apple slices on their sides.
when you come to Dallas for the NRA convention, you can go to a Whataburger.
All right. I will do that. I will go to a Whataburger and a Waffle House.
Oh, there, yeah, you can do both.
I love
Waffle. Don't waste your time.
I love Waffle House.
No.
You just, the trick is, when no. you go to the International House of Pancakes, the pancakes are a pretty safe bet. When you go to Waffle no. House, don't fucking order the waffles.
Don't waste your time.
If what are you talking Texas, about?
No, I'm...
Listen to Brita. You won't go wrong.
Do not waste your time.
Just go straight to the barbecue.
Go get brisket. Okay. Stuff your face with as much brisket as you can possibly eat.
I do fucking love brisket.
I am not even kidding. Because you leave Texas and you will... not find any brisket like that, and you will pine for the brisket, because I'm just now kind of, you know, it's been like, you know, a while since I've been in Texas, and I'm just now kind of like, okay, I'm okay without the brisket. I can do this. I can manage without the brisket.
Well, you know, they say once you get past 3 days, it's just metal at that point.
Well, I'm just telling you that.
So now the big question is, is Texas run by people like me where they serve brisket for breakfast?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. They do. You can actually, where was it? Taco Cabana, brisket tacos.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Brisket and tacos for breakfast?
Brisket
tacos.
Oh, yeah.
That's my world. I've got to say, like, you know, my wife is the type of person who can eat breakfast for every, you know, every menu. Like, she could have pancakes and eggs for every meal and all that. I'm the definitely person that I could eat lunch every meal.
Brisket breakfast tacos are pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, like, anything.
Oh,
anything,
and you got to go to HEB and get the tortillas that are half flour, half corn.
Wait, in what way are they half flour and half corn?
They're half corn and half flour.
Which half?
Mixed together.
Mixed together. It's like the perfect tortilla. Because it's bendy like a flour tortilla, but it has the nice taste of the corn tortilla. So it's perfect. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll be in Texas tomorrow.
This week in Texas tourism brought to you by.
Right. I know.
All right. Alan, can I sleep on your couch?
I'm brought to you by stomach.
Yeah, I got a fold out futon.
I'm allergic to cats. You're gonna have to kill it.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Well, I'm allergic to cats, but
you know, I don't live in Dallas. I live in Houston, so.
Well, yeah, but they got all that food there. Nah, I don't want to go to Dallas. I'm gonna go to Houston.
Okay. Come to Houston for the Dallas Iteration.
Yeah.
Alan, how far apart are Dallas and Houston?
Really far.
For driving, say.
It's about a 4-hour drive if you know.
Okay.
Drive like you.
Drive like what?
Like you.
Oh, okay. So six.
Huh?
It's like 6 hours.
No, actually, it's about 4-hour drive from.
Well,
you
said if you drive like me.
Well, so. from the north side of. See, here's the thing: Dallas and Houston are both really big.
They're both enormous.
It literally takes over an hour to drive across Houston.
Right.
So
if you're on the if you're on the close edge of Houston and the close edge,
it's four
of Dallas,
hours.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you're like on the opposite end of each,
if you're going to the from the middle of Houston to the middle of Dallas, it's more like 5 hours.
Yeah.
What if Jay has a colander on his face and he's driving a nitrous injected sand rail?
It won't matter because 45 is so blocked up with idiot drivers that you can't go that fast anyway.
Right, an M1 Abrams that could maintain a solid 60 in a perfectly straight line.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll find out.
There's I laughed my ass off because there's a stretch of highway between San Antonio and Austin that is. I think it's between San Antonio and Austin. They made the speed limit 85, which is hilarious because no one can ever drive that fast on that road because of all the idiots poking along in the left lane.
Did you see the video that I got?
Yes, I did.
That is awesome. The only complaint I have is that
cop was tailgating, but
yeah, he was being dickish like that. But the whole pulling him over and then going on, that was hilarious.
He pulls him over, escorts him into the right lane, and then just gone.
Yeah.
He made sure he got over. It wasn't just as soon as the guy moved, he went by him. It was taking that extra 30 seconds to get him over to the right lane.
Yeah.
Oh, I know we're talking about video podcast.
Hey, right now I'm on Google reading about how to make a street legal sand rail.
You just need headlights and turn signals.
Yeah, I think I need a tubular frame roadster with a stick shift. I'm in a cold sweat for pushing the clutch in.
I know. I haven't worked the clutch in about.
Oh, God, it hurts, Jay. Jay, I had a dream that I was driving a car with a clutch.
And you had a standard transmission?
It doesn't go away.
You had a mom van with a 5-speed?
I haven't.
My mom van's got a 6-speed, actually.
I haven't driven a vehicle with a manual shift in, well, two cars. So it's been 15 years.
It's been 17 for me.
And I still can do it in my sleep.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like riding a bike.
It literally is.
Brita, do you drive a stick?
Yes, I don't have a left foot, you weirdo.
Well, see, I was going with you drive a Grand Marquis. They don't come with a standard.
Well, no. Well, that too. But I have never driven a stick in my life. I can't do the clutch with my fake left foot.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You need to be able to.
An ankle would be good.
Yes.
Yeah, ankles are very helpful that way.
And sensory, you know,
being able to feel it. Yeah.
Otherwise, you bump it and stall and be very frustrating.
I don't know. Plus, it's.
I don't
like
know. She's
work.
Irish. They all drive stick.
It seems like work.
Yeah. It is. Especially in traffic.
You're moving your foot and then your other foot and then your arm and whatever.
I insisted on standard until about the third year I was driving in traffic every morning to go to work. And then I was like, fuck this. Because stop and go traffic is a nightmare with a standard.
You're telling me that there's a machine that can do this for me?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. Not if you're one of these sand rails that I'm looking at.
See, for me, what really did it was the last standard I drove, second to last standard I drove. You can't get rid of them. Nobody wants them.
Oh,
it's you can't give them away.
Not me. I got a ton of money for my Ranger.
It's because you traded it in on a new car.
That's true.
Well, it's time to go. Jay's audio is getting choppy. It's giving up.
Yeah, that's it. It's good night, Ted. We're losing people out of chat, too.
Yep.
Good night, right. Everybody.
Good night, Internet.
Thanks for
listening. Buy me a supercharged sandwich.
I can go ahead and say our topic next week. This is one of the rare times, unless something drastically changes, we're going to have a special guest next week.
Oleg Volk.
Oleg Volk will be on the show.
I saw him in Nashville.
He did a really cool photograph on his blog.
Those are dead.
Yes, they are. But anyway, he'll be on talking about his work and his Second Amendment advocacy and all that fun stuff. So if you're an Oleg fan, be sure and
let's face it, if you're drawing breath, you're an Oleg fan.
Yeah, pretty much. All right.
Good night, Internet.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, the Internet.